And welcome to another episode of the Brock Cannon Radio Show. I'm your host, Brock Cannon. Thanks for tuning in, you guys. Genuinely appreciate your time and attention. So, we've heard so many companies start from the notion of they were trying to solve a problem. So I would pose this very thought-provoking question to you this morning, or whatever time of day you're listening to this. Morning for me right now. What problem have you seen recently in the marketplace that you have personally experienced that you may be able to solve with a business? And for me recently, I saw an opportunity in a very specific industry, one that I've been wanting to get into but have known very, very little about. And sure enough, as I asked that question, my brain started to look for solutions. I immediately found two partners with 10 plus years experience in that industry, and we've been able to start bringing things together at a very, very swift level, and that's been very cool. So what is it for you that you've seen recently that's a problem? What type of a product isn't working the way that it should work? Mm-hmm. What type of a service would make a huge difference in your life that's not being offered in your area right now? And you know, this could be anything from something being delivered. This could be something for your pet. This could be a service or an activity for your kids, or just some kind of a life hack or way to make your life easier that's not currently being offered. And you guys, I'm telling you, when you start to look for these things in your daily life, as you're going around, as you're out in the marketplace in the world, they are everywhere. It is such a myth that all problems have been solved. There are so many problems that are just begging for you to come to them and make a solution, which is going to help solve so many people's problems, which is going to then make an amazing business. So look wherever you are. There's opportunity everywhere. Some of those opportunities, I would say, are going to be better than others. Some of them are going to be lousy, but the idea is just to start training your brain to start looking around. Some of the ideas you're going to run with, some of them are just going to give you experience. Some of them are going to maybe be the huge hit that you've been looking for. You guys, I've had so many failures over the years. I was just driving and I was just thinking of one opportunity that I saw years ago when I was a teenager, was just how dirty all the garbage cans that were parked out on the street waiting for the garbage truck were. They were disgusting. Nobody ever washed them. It would attract rodents, it would attract ants and bugs and flies, and it just smelled bad. The bottom line, it would just smell bad, but nobody wanted to do it. And so I got the bright idea. I was like, what if we created some flyers? We formed a little business that day, I think I was like 16 at the time, called Clean Cans. And we went around and we started cleaning neighbors' garbage cans for, I don't know, it was like 2 for $15 or something like that. But it wasn't perfect. You know, I found out shortly thereafter that there was like already franchises that had these fancy trucks that put the garbage cans inside the back of the truck. They had like a built-in drain and they were spraying them out. And like someone had already kind of figured that out. But the point was, you know, we made a little bit of money from it, but more importantly, like, it trained my brain at that young age to start looking for opportunity, which was super cool, which was like the name of the game. And I think true entrepreneurs are always looking for opportunities. Everyone else is just kind of like waiting for someone else to figure out. Like, they're not resourceful, they're not resilient, and they don't really care as much. And so, I don't know, I get super excited about this because every single day, you know, you're gonna see opportunities to fix something. Here's the kicker, you guys, and I'll leave you with this. Execution is going to be the name of the game. Now, some of these you might not think are viable enough to execute on them, and that's okay. But if you truly see something that you're passionate about, that makes sense, that really is gonna add value and solve a problem, get after it, execute it, go for it. Thanks for tuning in, you guys. This is Brock Cannon.